Welcome to the Sold Out Podcast, where we break down the process of making new physical products that sell out fast and getting your products funded only in a few hours on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Get ready for a knowledge-packed episode with your host, who's the author of three books and creator of two products that are funded successfully on crowdfunding sites and ranking high on Amazon, Ned Sahin.
My name is Ned Sahin. Welcome to the third episode of the Sold Out Podcast. In this episode, I will talk about money. No matter how good your product idea is, if you don't have a budget to make it happen, your idea will stay as a dream forever. Of course, you can ask family and friends to lend you some money, or you can get a personal loan from a bank. But if you want to stay independent financially, there's a better way of funding your product. And that way is crowdfunding. Instead of going through the dictionary description and unfriendly terms, I will explain crowdfunding with an example. Let's say you have a product idea. You did your market research and you determine all the features your product will have. Then you found a manufacturer and they made a prototype for you. Everything is going well. Now, it's time for the mass production of your product. Here is the issue. The manufacturer's request for something called MOQ. It stands for Minimum Order Quantity. They won't make 20 or 50 of your product. For them, it doesn't work to rearrange their production line for these kind of small orders. So they ask for MOQ, a minimum amount of order for the factory to work with you. I've talked to over 100 manufacturers so far. The MOQs I've heard have been between 100 and 10,000. For this example, let's say MOQ is 500 and the price per item is $20. So the total amount they request is $10,000. I know it's hard to keep numbers in mind when you hear them instead of reading them. So I will repeat it. The price the manufacturer asks for each of your product is $20. And they ask for an order of minimum 500 items. It means 20 multiplied by 500, $10,000. You need $10,000 to bring your product to the market. If you have $10,000, you're good. Just transfer it to your manufacturer to get the production started. However, if you don't have that much money, then crowdfunding comes into the picture. Crowdfunding is a way for creators to fund their product ideas. There are two major crowdfunding sites, Kickstarter and Indiegogo. You go to one of these sites and start a campaign. You explain your product idea, show images of your prototype, and record a promotional video. Then you ask everyone to invest in. Let's say $20. In return, you promise them to give a free product. Your campaign runs for a limited time, which is mostly 30 days. If you get $20 from 500 people during this period, congratulations! Your product has been funded. You send that amount to your manufacturer, they make your product and ship them to you. Then you ship the product to your investors. They are actually called backers. You may ask, okay, we funded the product, but we didn't make any money. Is that it? As you may guess, creators always put a profit margin on top of their costs. In this example, we ask for $20 from each backer. You can ask for $30 or $40 to make profit from each product. There are several other things to consider here, such as shipping cost, site commission, payment processing fees, etc. We will talk about those in detail in the upcoming episodes. I hope this example helped you figure out crowdfunding faster. As the name implies, it's crowdfunding. You get money from a group of people to fund your product. They are more like micro investors who love your product idea. Here is a $1 million tip. Even if you have the capital to fund your product's mass production, I would strongly recommend you to create a crowdfunding campaign. I call this a $1 million tip for a reason. It's because you can literally make millions of dollars from crowdfunding. So it goes beyond your goal of funding your product. It has the potential of turning your product to a popular brand. For one of my products, I created a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo. It was backed by 141 people. Shortly after, 137 more people invested in, bringing the total backer count to 278. Not only I raised the amount I needed for manufacturing, I also had a chance to reach 278 early customers. That's the beauty of crowdfunding. It allows you to instantly connect new customers and get feedback from them in every step of the process. Most creators build a bond with backers. They improve the product together. Remember, even the big brands that don't need investors to bring their new products to the market go through crowdfunding. Think about it. In the fifth section of my product creation course, I'm explaining the crowdfunding in detail. How to create a campaign, how to prepare a promotional video, what are the best ways of presenting your product to potential backers, and much more content. I highly recommend checking it out for step-by-step instructions on crowdfunding. Thank you for your time listening to the third episode of the Sold Out Podcast. I am looking forward to talking to you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of the Sold Out Podcast. Go to thecreateanewproduct.com now to sign up to Ned's ultimate product creation course that goes over the five steps of creating a product from scratch, funding it on crowdfunding sites, and selling it on Amazon. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. And please take a moment to write a review for our podcast in the App Store.